A bill to ban organizations like Planned Parenthood from teaching sex education in public schools failed in a House committee on Tuesday. Senate Bill 89, which would require parents to opt their kids in to sex ed lessons, was introduced by Senator Mike Dunleavy and narrowly passed House Education last month. On Tuesday afternoon, the Health and Social Services Committee, chaired by Representative Paul Seaton, heard more than 2 hours of heated public testimony on both sides before putting the measure to a vote. Vice Chair Representative Liz Vasquez, an Anchorage Republican, told the committee she supports the bill because she believes Planned Parenthood curriculum contains graphic material that many families would find offensive.
I'll be blunt. I'm a bit shocked by what I have found. I find that the materials are culturally insensitive. By that, I mean it is insulting, it is degrading to traditional cultures, their traditional Muslim cultures, their traditional Hispanic, Southeast Asian, and African cultures. This is very insulting.
Representative Garen Tarr opposed the bill, citing the need for comprehensive sexual education in a state with high rates of domestic violence and sexual assault.
It's time that these are issues that are talked about, that we remove the silence around these issues, and having these education materials in the school is a piece of that. It's been talked about today how the information can help. There's research that demonstrates without question that sexuality education works and that it actually can delay onset of sexual activity.
Tarr also noted that parents currently have the right to take their kids out of lessons if they wish. The bill failed in the committee 2-5, with Vice Chair Vasquez and Representative Talrico voting for it, and the rest of the members, including Committee Chair Seaton, against it. But Dunleavy, the bill's sponsor, is working on getting a bare-bones version of the bill added into a different education bill, House Bill 156. His amendment deals with parental permission but does not specifically refer to abortion providers. That bill is scheduled to be heard tonight in the Senate Education Committee at 6:30.